Mishnah and Abbeza Meralev that we started the Zman with, quotes the Machlokes Tanaim, what's the din if a sukkah is taller than 20 amos? We passed him like the Chachamim, who said that it's psula. So the Gemara of Yimel Amid Beis discusses what can a person do to change the floor level of the sukkah to make it less than 20 amos, that you'll be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. Dr. Gemara has the Gevoa Me'esim Ama Ubo L'mata. Let's say he was taller than 20 and he wants to make the area, wants to make the halal between the karka and the schach less than 20. The karmak sasos, lo havimim. So if he's a mite, the karmak sasos with pillows and blankets, that doesn't work, says the Gemara. Why not? Explains Rashi, shein sofo lo haniach sham kol zayin, mipnei hefzid mamono. He's not going to leave it there kol zayin for all the yomtiv because he's afraid that the karmak sasos are going to get ruined. So that's not called a miyut, says the Gemara. Karmak sasos is not going to work. Yavagav de batlinu lekulu. Even if he says that he's mevatel the karmak sasos, what does that mean that he's mevatel? So the Rabbi Nochananel explains it means that he says that he's not going to take them away. That's what bittul means over here. This is not bittul chametz, but rather it means that he's leaving them there. He's going to leave them there. L'chol shiva, says Rashi. So Rashi interprets that the bittul that we're talking about is that he's mevatel them l'chol shiva for the entire yomtiv of Sukkot. Avagav de batlinu, says the Gemara. It still doesn't work. The miyut of karmak sasos doesn't work to make the halal less than 20. The batla daito eitzel kolodam. He doesn't have, his das isn't serious. Kolodam, most people would not do that. Says Rashi the chol shiva batla daito eitzel kolodam ve'en bitul lo bitul. It's not a bitul because most people wouldn't do that. Since most people wouldn't do that, his bitul is not significant. Even though he has an expression over here that he wants to be mevatel dem lechol shiva, it doesn't work, says the Gemara. That's karmak sasos. The karmak sasos can't work as a miyut in the sukkah. And even if he's mevatel, it also doesn't work, says the Gemara. Tevenu bitlo havi miyut. The best bitul, the best situation is where you have teven and you're mevatel. Right? So it's not karmak sasos, it's teven. It's something that we're not afraid that's going to get ruined. Lefi perish Rashi. We're not afraid it's going to get ruined. And he's mevatel it. It's actually mevatel it, says Rashi. Befiv l'shiva. He's mevatel it with his mouth. He's a verbal expression. It's l'shivas yimei hachag. So tevin ubitlo, havi miyut. That's certainly going to be a miyut. The kolshken ofer ubitlo. And kolshken ofer, if you take dirt and you're mevatel that, that also is going to be a miyut. You're mevatel it befiv l'chol shiva. That's certainly going to be a miyut. What's the kolshken of ofer? Tevin and ofer, I would say, are the same. It's not karmak sasos. There's no problem of hefsid there, so what's the kolshken of offer? So that's what Rashi fills us in. If you read all the Rashis in the sugya, so he points out that Tevin, there is a use for. There's more of a use for Tevin than there is for offer. What is Tevin used for? Anyone? It's used for fodder for the animal, right? And it's also used lahasaka. You can use it as firewood. So there is something that you could use the tevin for, so we might be concerned that you'll take it away. You want to be mevatel. You say that you're going to be mevatel, but who says we should take you seriously? So that's the difference, right? By tevin, if you're mevatel, we take you at your word, and it works. By offer, it's a kolshken that it should work, because offer there's less of a use for. You could use the offer. You'll use it to build something or to make some kind of a mound, but it's less useful than tevin. So tevin, if you're mevatel, is a bigger chiddush that the bittul works, but it does work. Offer is less of a chiddush, so that's the kolshken. Yes?
When we say that a person who includes bittul has pillows, we say it doesn't work because his das is not the tef, but he also das.
Right.
Rebbe said that we don't take his bittul seriously. Does that mean that even if he says he's serious, we don't consider him serious?
Yes.
We say he's serious, but it doesn't matter that he's serious because normal people wouldn't.
It doesn't matter that he's serious because normal people wouldn't do it. So either mistama he'll take it away too, or even if not, that's not a gemira's das. It's a toast. The whole thing is a mistake. So because the whole thing is a mistake, we don't take that bittul serious. Okay, but that's the tevin and offer. Offer is more of a kolshken. It's less useful than tevil. So if you're mamait, if you're mevatel the offer, then lechorit should work. Zokta gemara. Now it gets a little complicated. Tevin veinasid lefanosov offer stam machlokes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan. Oh, this is a new case. Tevin veinasid lefanosov vos meintas ein osid lefanosov. That means you're not mevatel the tevin befiv lefi perish Rashi again. So just explain according to Rashi. Bittul means befiv. So zok the Gemara tevin veinasid lefanosov. You're not mevatel befiv, but you have das that you're not going to use it for the 7 days of Sukkot. Right? He's not expecting to be mefan. He's not expecting to take away the tefillin. The offer stam. An offer stam that it's even less than that. Stam means less than that. Not only is he not mefatel, he also doesn't have das to keep it there. It's just stam. He put the offer there, but does he have explicit machshava that he's not going to take it away an entire Sukkot? No. He doesn't have any machshava. It's just stam. He puts the offer there. He didn't think about whether he's going to need the offer later. He might not. He's not thinking about it. The case of Tevin, the Gemara is saying that he doesn't expect to take it away, but he didn't express that befeh. He didn't have a verbal expression. It's not called bittl. Right? Ein osid lefan also means there's no bittl befiv, but he has a das that he's not going to take it away. Offer stam, that's even less. That's that you have offer, and there was no thought process bechlal. He was mevat. He put the offer there, but he didn't think about it enough to know whether he might take the offer away. So it's a lower level. That's a machlokas tanoim, says the Gemara. What tanoim? Who tanoim? The Mishnah says, complicated Mishnayos and Tuvah. Vayishim ilo tevin otzero sabitlo mevuto. Mishnah in Oholo says that let's say you have a bias. Let's say there's a mace or kezayis min a mace inside the bias. We know there's tumas maga and masa and ohel. Right? So if you have a mace in the bias and someone's on top of the bias, let's say he's standing on the gag of the bias. The bias over here. And there's a mace, let's say, in the middle of the bias, and someone is standing on top of the bias. Right? So if there's a poseach tefach between the mace and the gag, which in this picture seems like there is, right? There's this airspace. So that's chotzeitz bifnei ha-tumah. And the tumah is not going to go up. The gag is now going to be chotzeitz. It's going to separate between the tumah and the person on top of the gag. So the mace is not going to be metabi, the person walking on the gag. But if you have a small area with the mace there, and there isn't a poseach tefach, right? There is airspace, but there's not poseach tefach. Well, let's say there's no airspace at all. It's like a kever. Right? The mace is buried. Between the mace and the aron, the top of the aron is not a tefach. And then there's dirt between the aron and the ground level. So someone walks over the ground, or if it's a gag, it could be a bias also. It doesn't matter. So then that's called tumah ritzutza. That's compressed tumah, because there's no airspace between. And the halach is tumah ritzutza bokas va'olam. It penetrates. It penetrates through the ground. It penetrates through the gag. It's not a chatzitza. So that will be matami, the person who's walking on top. Okay, that's the halacha. So now the question is, let's say you had your bias with the airspace, but you're going to put things in that bias on top of the mace. There's something separated from the mace, right? He's in an aron. And you'll put something on top. You'll put rocks or something else to separate between the mace and the gag, so that you won't have a poseach tefach. What's the din? The Mishnah says that if you fill up the bias with tevin or tzoros, rocks, offer is the same, so bitlo mevotel. If you mevatel it, then it's botel, and then the tumah is not bokas vol. It's not going to be matami. There's a chatzitz. Zok the gemara bitlo in lo bitlo lo. It sounds like you have to be mevatel. Tani alo Rabbi Yossi Omer Tevin Venosa Lefanosa Reo Kofer Stam Ubotel. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't need bitlo. Tevin Venosa Lefanosa Offer Stam. It's also botel. That's his sheet. The Chacham say no, that you have to be mevatel it. Machlokas. Chogas Tanoim, what's the din? Tevin Veinosid Lefanoso, and offer Stam. Offer Veosid Lefanoso, Hareo Kestam Tevin Velo Botel. Now that's the fourth case. Osid Lefanoso, that he has intention to take it out. If he has intention to take it out, then even offer, which is the substance that should be able to be Mevato the most, even that won't work, because that's not a Bittel. He has intention to take it out. So there are four cases over here. Four cases. Let's just chart it out to clarify matters. What do we have over here? We have Karam Uksasos, right? Karam Uksasos, Tevin, and Offer, right? And four cases. Bitlo. What else? Ein Osid Lefanoso. According to Rashi, that means he wasn't mevatel b'fiv, but he's not intending to take it out. What's next? Stam, right?
no kavana, and then asid lefan also. What's the din? So asid lefan also is the easiest case. What's the din there? By all of them, it doesn't work, right? That's nothing. How about Karim Aksasos Bitlo? If he's Mavato, the Karim Aksasos? No, it doesn't work there either. By Karim Aksasos, nothing works. It's never a Bitlo. Asid Lifanoso is never a Bitlo. Karim Aksasos, doesn't matter what you do, even a Bitlo Beferish, it's not considered a Bitlo. How about Tevin? Tevin or Bitlo? It's good. Offer or Bitlo? Oichit, good, right? What are the cases in the Gemara? Tevin vein asid lefanoso and offer stam, right? What's the din there? Those are both the machlokas. That's the Gemara. How about tevin stam? Tevin stam is no good. What? No good. That's less. Right? Tevin stam already is no good. That's an important case. What's it in here? Offer vein asid lefanoso. What's it in? So Rashi says that the machlokas applies here too. That's Rashi. Not all Rishonim agree, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says the machlokas is also in that case. Okay, but this is the basic structure of the sugya. The bittel doesn't always work. Even if you're mavatul beferish, it's not going to work. But for some items, if you're mavatul beferish, yes. But if it's less than that, so depending on how bad it is, depending on how much we think that he's not going to keep it there, Then it won't be batel. But if it's a little bit of a machshava that he's going to keep it there, so then it's questionable exactly when is it going to work as a bittel, when is it not. Sometimes it's a machlokas tanaim, not clear. But this halacha bittel applies in many different areas, not just in sukkah. It applies in tumah, we see. Right? It applies in many different areas. When you need some kind of an airspace, or when you don't want the airspace, question is, when do we say that by filling up that airspace it's going to be considered batel or not? It depends on what your das is, and it depends on the chefta that you're using to fill up the airspace. Okay, questions? Okay. So let's pedal back to Rashi and look at some of the halachas in the sugi. What's the classical case of bittel? Tevin or bittel, right? Tevin or bittel works according to Rashi. According to the Gemara, I should say. According to the Gemara, tevin or bittel works. But karma ksasas doesn't work. So karma ksasas, why not? So we alluded to the Rashi. Why is a bittel beferish, even a bittel beferish, not going to work by karma ksasas? Hefsid mamonu. Rashi says, because we're afraid that no one is going to be mevatel their karma ksasas because the karma ksasas are going to get ruined. What does it mean that it's going to get ruined? Ruined from what? From the rain. Right? From the mud. The sukkah's outside. Right? They didn't have fancy sukkahs without a mud floor. They had dirt. It was on the dirt. So you're going to put your karmic sasas on the dirt, they're going to get ruined, so you're not going to leave the karmic sasas there. It says, das is bottom. That's how Rashi learns. Meiri echoes a similar idea. Meiri says that the problem is hefsid moment. It's not just the problem of the hefsid from gashamim coming from on top of the karmic sauces. Truth is, the Miri does not mention the mud here. Initially, he says the problem with the karmic sasas is that the geshamim, the rain is going to hit the geshamim. The rain is going to hit the karmic sasas. Going to hit the karmic sasas and get them ruined. We taka had this sukkah in my sukkah, this yomtiv. Right, some of my kids were sleeping in the sukkah, and we went out to daven. And the clouds, you know, the sky looked dark, but you know, we thought we'd be able to daven. I mean, how long is the daven? Chol HaMoed, an hour and a half, whatever. We went to daven, and unfortunately, it did rain while we were in shul, and the mattresses got wet. So it was a big asek to dry the mattresses. We had to bring them in the house and put them and turn them upside down and whatnot. It's a big asek. the karmuksasas can get ruined from the geshamim. Just ask the Konigsbergs. It can happen. Baruch Hashem, it were not ruined, but you know, it can happen. But Zokta Meiri, it's not just from the geshamim. Lo machmas hefsir, abo machmas hageshamim levad, at shenedakta gbin nerchanike, she besocha ba'is. Nerchanike? She besocha ba'is. Nerchanike sukkah? What are we talking about nerchanike? Yeah, we know nerchanike lemala me'esimam is also psula. We know the famous reason to lo sholta ba'ena. By nerchanike, the reason of lo sholta ba'ena applies l'kula yama. By sukkah, it's a machlokas, 3 days in the Yamarim and the Gemara, what the reason is. But by nerchanike, since nerchanike is for persume nisa, well, we finished with sukkah, so we have to start to talk about chanukah already. Right? Nerchanike is for persume nisa, so if it's lo sholta ba'ena, so then there's no persume nisa. So you might want to be memayit by nerchanike too. Right, to raise the floor level of the bias so that the Nerchanukah is not taller than 20 amos, then you'll be able to be otsay. Zokta Meiri, their batim had dirt floors to them. But you're not getting geshamim in there, right? Maybe not geshamim, but the geshamim hit the outside, and through the floor, you get some kind of a moisture in the dirt floor. So you're not going to be memai bekar maksasas either. Ein shem chashash geshamim sheyehei miyut. There's no problem with the geshamim. But af machmas hamedris vehefsed lachas hakarka adam nimna bekacha. A person not going to use his karmic sauces on the floor in his bias if he has a dirt floor because there's a wetness in the floor. So any kind of wetness, whether from the geshamim on top or from the lachas in the karka below, that's going to be a problem for the karmic sauces. So because of hefsed mam and zokta meiri, a person is not going to be mamayit his mokum with that. So batel daito etzel kol adam, we assume that that's not called a bittel. That's the meiri and that is Rashi. Comes the Ran and disagrees. The Ran gives a different reason as to why a person is not going to be mamayit bekar maksasas. What does the Ran say? The Ran and Daf Aleph of Mebeis and Dapi Arif. He says Mishum Hachi bekarim bot ledaito etzal kol adam she'en adam osi levat lan shiva ela mishtamish bohen todir ma she'en kein bekri. Well, what does he mean? Bekri. The Ran is talking about the very important question that the Rishonim addressed. We'll get to. How long does the bittel have to be for? How are you mevatel? How long does it have to be? Many different issues that the Rishonim address. How long is the bittel? So Rashi, we know, says for shivas yimei hachag, for the days of Sukkot. Many of the Rishonim hold it has to be a bittel la'olam, forever. But you're going to leave it there forever. So that's what the Ran is coming to Bavorin. Right? He's coming to disagree with. He quotes an ikam and amar the bittel la'olam be'inan. Ladidi mistaber the bittel l'shiva sagi. The Ran says, I think for shivas yimei hachag is enough. It doesn't have to be la'olam. And he brings a raya from a mishnah. Midyamina and hocha bekar maksasas batel daito etzel kol adam. Gemara says that bittel bekar maksasas doesn't work. Batel daito etzel kol adam because no one's going to do that. Presumably, vilub masis and da'olos chazinan l'gabituma de l'kri shel tfuah mahani bittel. A kri shel tfuah, a pile of grain, bittel does work. You're going to be mevatel la'olam? You're going to leave the kri shel tfuah de la'olam? You're going to want to use the kri. You want to make bake your matzahs for Pesach. You want to make bread out of it. You're going to use the kri. You're not going to leave it there forever. So how does bittel work? The Mishnah says that bittel by a kri shel tfuah works, but it's not going to be la'olam. So if bittel la'olam be'ina, how can bittel shel kri work? Elavadai says the Ran, but bittel l'shiva sagi, bittel l'shiva must be enough. And that's what the Ran is going on. The bittel kri obviously is only l'shiva, it's not la'olam, and yet it works. You see, the bittel l'shiva is enough, it doesn't have to be la'olam. U'mishum hochi, the Ran's Messiah, mishum hochi b'kar maksosis, bot l'daito etzel kol adam, she'en adam osi levatlon, shiva. A person is not mevatel his kar maksosis for 7 days because he wants to use his kar maksosis. I mean, how's he supposed to sleep? They don't have multiple sets of linen, multiple pillows and mattresses, they have what they need. So a person is going to want to use the karmic sauces. He's going to want to use the karmic sauces. So he's not going to be mevatalit. Ain't the muscle levatal and shivel and mishtamish ben tader? Isn't he going to sleep in his sukkah? He's not going to sleep in his sukkah. So he can't sleep. What, he's going to sleep on these karmic sauces? Mistam, we're talking about that he's going to take other karmic sauces that he has that he needs, that other members of the family are going to use. I'm not sure what he's going to sleep on.
Right? But these are karmic sauces that he needs. See, he's not going to be mevatel l'shiva. Ela mishtamish bohen tadir. A person needs them. Mashen kem bekri, she'asid lamod zman, she'ein odam mezizo klal. The kri shel tefuah can stand there for a certain amount of time. The guy doesn't need it for a week, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, whatever. And then he'll take the kri shel tefuah later. The karmic sauces he needs. Because he needs to use them, he's not going to have extras. Because he needs to use them, it's not darko b'kach to be mevatlam, even for Shiva, even for the Yimei HaChag, because he needs them for someone in the family. He's not just going to put it in the sukkah and say, okay, I'm sorry, you can't have karma ksasas now. It's not normal. Person is mishtamish b'hen tadir. What's the Ran saying? That he's not going to be mevatel the karma ksasas, not because he's afraid of the hefsid karma ksasas, the hefsid moment, like the Meiri and Rashi, but rather he's not going to be mevatel them from their tashmish. He needs the karma ksasas to use them. The Tevin, he doesn't have a usage for the Tevin for the days of Sukkot. He can use other Tevin to feed his behemoth. He needs firewood, he can use other wood, Tevin, other things. He doesn't need them for the 7 days of Sukkot. But the karmic sauces, mishtamish, he needs, he's not going to have extra. So since he's mishtamish ben tari, he's not going to be mevatel them mitashmisham. And that's why the bittul is not going to work, according to the Rebbe. A little bit different than the Meirian Rashi. Yes. He would also move it. I mean, again, when he's not going to do it. We're saying he's not going to do it. But let's say he were to do it, some stomach, he would move it anyway, because if not, it would get ruined by the rain. But I'm not sure you even have to come on to that, right? Whatever karmic sasos he's going to use, mistama he needs. He needs, so he wouldn't use it as a miut in the sukkah. Yes?
By laying his mattress and pillows on the floor in the sukkah, he's not achy. If you were to then sleep on them, he left them on the floor.
Right, so would that even count, you're saying?
So would that...
Right, if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, yeah, but is he sleeping...
If he lays it down, he's completely about to sleep. And that night, he decides he's to sleep on the floor. His floor not being mattresses.
Oh. No, he can't do that. He can only sleep on top of the... on top of the karmic sasas. If that would be a bittul, but it's not a bittul anyway.
I'm saying if it were a bittul, you could put them down, and then that night decide, I'm going to sit on top of my floor. The floor, that floor, his floor is his mattresses. So according to the idea, the Ran wouldn't work, because he would still have his mattresses, he'd sit on the floor being his mattresses, and he would leave it there for 7 days. He would sit in the sukkah on the mattresses.
Right, so I think the Ran is assuming that these are karmic sauces that he needs outside the sukkah. So that's why he's not going to put them into the sukkah. That's why I said it's not the karmic sauces that he's going to sleep on, because he's probably going to sleep in the sukkah. So it must be other karmic sauces that he's going to need. So that he's not going to take, because tashmisham tadir. So he's not going to take them because he's going to lose the opportunity to use them over sukkahs. Comes the Ritva and asks an interesting question on Rashi. Let's listen to the Ritva's kasha and figure out whether we think it's really such a good kasha. The Ritva is focusing on the other element of the Ran, right? Not the karmic, not why he's not going to be mevatel the karmic sauces, but rather the la'olam l'shiva issue. How long do you have to be mevatel the item for it to be called a miut, right? For it to be able to make the airspace smaller. So we know Rashi says l'shiva, Rabbeinu Chananel says la'olam. He's the Mara d'Shmaitza, la'olam. That has to be la'olam. So Frech the Ritva, many kashas on Rashi. The Ritva is very troubled with the Rashi. He thinks la'olam is right, Rabbeinu Chananel is correct. He has different kashas. We'll get to the Ritva's kashas. But he basically assumes that the Pashup Shad in Bittul is that it has to be la'olam. It's not called a Bittul if it's not la'olam. And in the final word, the Ritva says, "V'hainu d'amrina the karmic sasa savagad batlino bittul olamis lo havi miya the batul daito etzel kol adam v'in derech shem adam levatel klei tashmisho la'olam." He says, "If you understand that bittul means a bittul olamis, a bittul la'olam, then I understand. Then I can explain the Gemara that bittul karmic sasa doesn't work, because bittul la'olam, who is going to be mevatel his klei tashmish la'olam? Well, he's going to put it there in the sukkah, and his kavana is never to take it away." His kavod is to leave it there forever. Mamish, come on, no one's going to do that. You're not going to be mevatel klei tashmish la'olam. The ilu l'zayin yemei hachag efshe de mevatel lei. Zok the Ritva, according to Rashi, what's the problem? How can we say that batla daito etzel kol adam, that no one's going to be mevatel the karmic sasos la'olam, that no one's going to be mevatel the karmic sasos? If you hold that the bitl is la'olam, then I hear, and I can be mevatel the karmic sasos la'olam, because no one's mevatel is klei tashmish la'olam. But if all you need is a bitl l'shiva simeachag, a bitl l'shiva, like Rashi, what am I talking about? No one's going to be mevatel the karmic sasos for 7 days. Why not? It's off. It's common. Zokter Ritva, that someone will be mevatel his klei tashrish for 7 days. So he won't use his klei tashrish for 7 days. That's so difficult. La'olam, no one's going to do that. But for 7 days, what's the problem? That's the Ritva's kasha against Rashi. Just 1 second. That's the Ritva's kasha against Rashi. That if bitl is only l'shiva, why does the Gemara think it's such a darah posha that the bitl of karmic sasos doesn't work? People will be mevatel the klei tashmish for a certain set amount of time. He needs to be mevatel the klei tashmish in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. People are not going to do that, they'll do that. But if bitl's la'olam, then I understand no one's going to be mevatel the klei tashmish la'olam. What's the answer for Rashi? Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. No,
Rashi says it himself. He says that the damage is going to be
So first of all, Rashi could say that Pasha, he argues with the Ritva as Hanocha, just Misfar, Balabach, right? Just Pasha. The Rashi could say that maybe no one will be Mavatal as Klei Tashmish even for 7 days. The Ritva assumes that the Dover Pasha, people will take their Klei Tashmish, things that they need, and they'll say, okay, for 7 days I'm not going to use it. Who says that? He needs the Karmic Sussis now. See, he's just not going to do that. He'll take something else. He's not going to be mevatel his klei tashmish even for 7 days. The Ritva assumes the Dover Pasha, no one's going to do that. Vushtate, tzara halacha mosh misinai. Maybe Taka Rashi holds, you got it wrong in the Metzias. No one's going to be mevatel his klei tashmish even for 7 days. And who Taka says that? The Ran, right? Rashi's not beholden to the Ritva's understanding of the Metzias. Maybe the Metzias is like the Ran. Someone won't be mevatel his klei tashmish for 7 days. But the emes is Rashi wouldn't be bothered by the kasha of the Ritva Bechlal. Why? Because Rashi didn't learn like the Rabbi. Right? Rashi didn't learn that the bitl of karmic sasos doesn't work because no one will be mevatel his klei tashmish. That wasn't what Rashi said. Rashi says the bitl of karmic sasos doesn't work. Why? Two words. Hefsid mamon akiv, exactly. Hefsid mamon. Hefsid mamon. It's not a function of whether someone will be mevatel his klei tashmish. Lizman, la'olam, who cares? That's not the issue here. Issue is the hefsid moment. Dr. Ashi, for hefsid moment, you're not going to be mevatel the karmic sasos. You're going to put the karmic sasos there, even for Zion Yomim, because they'll get ruined. The whole kasha of the Ritva never began according to Rashi, because Rashi wasn't learning like the Ran. The Ritva and the Ran are very similar in many ways in this Masechta. You'll see that they often dovetail. We've sort of seen already. The Ran and the Ritva often dovetail in svaras, not always, but often. So they're working with similar svaras. They're arguing about a detail. The Ran says someone will be mevatel klei tashmish. Someone won't be mevatel klei tashmish even lizman. The Ritva says someone will be mevatel klei tashmish lizman, but not la'olam. But Rashi not working with that pshat bechlal. He's saying the bitl karmic sasos doesn't work because of hefsid moment. So Rashi will say that you won't be mevatel the karmic sasos even lizman because of the hefsid moment. So the whole kasha of the Ritva, that how can you say what? Oh, how can be mevatel klei tashmish lizman? People will do that. Yeah, people might do that, but not if they get ruined. Not if they get ruined. So Rashi said, the whole kasha doesn't begin bechlal. So based on how you learn the Gemara, that might answer the kasha that the Ritva had against Rashi. Some point out that there could be enough gemina lemaisa between the different approaches over here. Approaches in the Rishonim as to why the bitl of karmic sasos doesn't work. To be Ralocha, in Siman Tov Reish Lama Gimel, in Siv Gimel, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. The Bir Halacha has an interesting shayla. V'chein miyat of a karmic sasos lo havi miyat v'afilu bitlam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, miyat of karmic sasos does not work. Even if he's mevatel beferish. Bitl, according to Rashi, means bitl beferish. Why not? So says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkotn Ches. The bottle died to Etsa Kolodom, Shain Shemoda Mavsi Mamonu, Menirch Kerio Ba'ofer, Va'avonim, Umevatla. no one's going to be mafsid his mama to put the karmic sauces there. Who's the Mishnah Berurah explaining like? No one's going to be mevatel the karmic sauces because it'll be mafsid his mama. It's like Rashi and the Meiri. Right? That's what the Sharetzim points out. Rabbi Nochananel, the Meiri. Becomes the Bir Alocha and says, what do you think about the following case? Apparently there was Bote Ashir, certain wealthy people who had matzaos, some, what do you call them? Like a spread. Some kind of a blanket or something that they would put on the floor. Not a very thin blanket, but you know, mamoshes. You have in some Sfaradi homes, they have this kind of thing. That you have like cushions or something that you put on the floor. It's very common. Very common. Not so common, but Ashirim, it seems like. The wealthy people would do this, right? They'd have fancy cushions or something that could be a tefach or more. Right? They could take up room. So the Bir Halacha says, what do you think? Are those matzos going to be memayit the chof ama in the sukkah? Could that work? Now people, the Bate Ashirim, are going to have those matzos for an extended period of time. They're not afraid that the matzos are going to get ruined. They put them there. They use them in that makam. They use them in the makam. So it says the Bir Halacha, according to Rashi and the Meiri, that the problem of karmic sauces is that he's afraid of the hefsid mammon. Lechora, there is no hefsid mammon over here. What kind of a hefsid is there? It's meant to be used that way. Either it's protected, or somehow the floor is not going to, there's not going to be lachas hakarka. There won't be any lachas in the karka. So if you're working with Rashi and the Meiri, Chari, there is no problem of hefsid mammon. Because we see that the Ashirim put those matzolos on the ground. Right? The Ashirim put the matzolos on the ground. They're not going to come, they have hefsid. How about according to the Ran? The Ran says that bittul of karmic sauce doesn't work because a person is not mevatel klei tashmish even lizman. Does that apply by the matzos? What do you think? No, he's not mevatel his tashmish. He's using them. He doesn't have to be mevatel anything. It's meant to be used on the floor. It's not that it's meant to be used elsewhere, but he's putting them on the floor. It's meant to be used right there on the floor. So even according to the Ran, there should be no problem. These karmic sauces could work because they're meant to be used that way. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure it should work. I'm not sure it should work for one of two reasons. According to the Meiri, perhaps it still doesn't work. Meiri, I thought we said the Meiri is a hefsid mammon person. The answer is Meiri adds another nekuda. What does he say? After he's finished talking about Chanukah, after the Meiri's finished talking about Chanukah, then he adds another point, another knetch. Even karm prusim, those matzos, those karm that are not so expensive, they're cheap. People don't care about the lachas. They don't care if they're going to get ruined. They use them, but they're not so concerned about them. So you would say, what's the big deal? He's mevatel them in the makom. He won't pick them up because he doesn't care about them. Because makom zok the meiri lo nos the chachamim devrayim l'shiurim the chachamim we're not mechalik lo pluk. Yes, it might be true that bittul of karmic sauce doesn't work because of hefsid mammon. That's the tam hadover. But the gather hadover is that bittul doesn't work by karmic sauce. It's not necessarily only because of hefsid mammon, but kach tiknu chachamim. That if you want to be mamai at the makom of chof ama, you can't use karmic sauces. Why? And it makes a lot of sense. Because since in certain circumstances it's not going to be a good bittul, even if you'll have a hechitimtsu where the tam doesn't apply and it should be a good bittul, we're afraid that people are going to confuse it and make a mistake. They'll think if it can work here, it can work there. Lo plug. Chachamim were not mechalik. They said that bittul of karmic sauces doesn't work bichlal. Dr. Bir Halacha, according to the Meiri's Hosafa, right? According to the Hosafa, the Meiri has at the end, it should come out that even in the flip case where the matzos are not pchusim, but fakar, they're more expensive, they're matzos of the Ashirim. Same idea, right? That there's no problem with them. That either he doesn't care about the hefsid, because they're pusim anyway, or they're not going to be nifsid, because that's the normal usage. If that's the normal usage, it doesn't even matter that that's the normal usage. The fact is that Chazal made a xerable of clover, that bittul of karmic sauces doesn't work. Bittul of karmic sauces might not work, so then even by the matzos of the Ashirim, it's not going to work either.
That's the first point that he mentions, that maybe even the matzalos of the Ashirim should not work to make the mokum less. And then he says, but there's a shita in Rishonim, forgetting about the details, the Knech of the Meiri, the Ritva himself, right? The Ritva has a totally different shita over here. According to the Ritva, Avada, well, he doesn't say Avada. There's room to debate that this bittel shouldn't work either. Why? Which Ritva are we saying? The Ritva who says that you need a bittel la'olam, Ritva holds that bittel is man, doesn't work, it has to be a bittel la'olam. Eimavatel, the matzos la'olam? Do the Ashirim keep the matzos there la'olam forever? No, they sometimes take them to wash them. Is that a bittel la'olam? Is that a bittel la'olam if the matzos are taken for washing? So that the Bir Allah is not sure. If he has a tzorach here. A sofek. What's his sofek? Well, you do take them to wash, so it's not their la'olam. What do you do with them after you wash them? You bring them back. So that called la'olam? You're really keeping them there forever, but you just take them away temporarily and then you put them back. It's like the shayla they bring up. If you have a mezuzah and you want to take off the mezuzah to get it checked by the sofer. Right? So if you just take it off, you get it checked by the sofer, put it back on, you don't have to make a new bracha because it's like one hemshich. It's like one hemshich. You take it off, you give it to the sofer, and 4 days later you put it back up, so then you have to make another bracha. But you know, if it's a very short amount of time, you're just washing it, you're just getting it checked by the sofer. So that's not a hefsik. It's one unit of time. It's one continuum. It's nimshach. So that's the Bir Halacha's suffix. He's not sure, according to the Ritva, that you need a bittel la'olam. Is it a bittel la'olam or not a bittel la'olam? Some might say, it's not a bittel la'olam. So it's not going to work. So according to the Ritva, it might not work. It's not la'olam. According to the Meiri, below plug it shouldn't work, even if it's normal to leave it there. But Chazal maybe will go to below plug, that the bittel karmic sauces is never going to work. Okay, so he's not sure what to say. Right? According to the basic Meiri and Rashi, it would seem that the matzos of the Ashirim should be a good bittel because he's not concerned about the hefsit. According to the Ran, it's the normal way to use them. It also should be a good bittel. According to the Ritva, it's not clear. Is this la'olam? Is it lisman? And according to the Meiri's Hosafa, the chara below plug, Chazal should be gozer, that the bittel of karmic sauce should never work, and therefore the bittel is not going to be good. Yaakov.
So pashat that these, you know, matzahs and cushions would be included in that low plug. Are all comforting materials considered as low plug now? It's sheen is to be on the floor, so I wouldn't necessarily. He assumes that it is, but I
think he assumes that anything that you sit on has a din of karmic sasas. If you sit or lie on it, that has a din of karmic sasas.
Okay. That's one point. And otherwise, he doesn't bring up the gishamim. Shouldn't gishamim be relevant also?
I think he's assuming that in the batei ashirim, you're not going to have the problem of gishamim. That somehow they have a way of protecting these, whatever they are, the cushions, right. Matzos. So you're saying it's sukkahs, so how can they protect
right.
it?
Right, yeah.
Right, so, right, they must, I mean, I don't know if they had an indoor
so
sukkah, but they must have something, sorry?
Special draining thing that guy made.
It must be that there's no concern of the gishamim. Must be that they have a protective roof that we're not afraid, and the lachas hakarka is not going to be a problem. At Nistama, they don't have a dirt floor. I imagine that the Ashirim don't have the dirt floor, so we're not afraid of the lachas hakarka. The Gishamim is not a problem because they have some good covering. The Aniyim are not going to have a good covering, so then the Gishamim are going to go through. You know, we have coverings over this, so we have awnings and we have other coverings. Who says that people like coverings? I think most people, you know, a couple hundred years ago, they build a sukkah, and if it rained, it rained. Right? They didn't have a fancy tarp that they got at Home Depot. Maybe Home Depot existed in Europe, but not as far as I know. Right? They didn't have a fancy tarp. So, you know, if it rained, it rained. That's it. The Ashirim probably had a better type of covering, so they weren't concerned about the rain. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi again. Let's try to find... Oh, I'm sorry.
Why doesn't the answer for the Ron work for Ron saying it'd be fine because... No, it's meant to use them this way.
Yeah.
So why doesn't it work? Why doesn't that work for the Ritva? Also, the Ritva says don't both Ran and Ritva say it has to be permanent. So why doesn't that also work for the
Ran? Does not say it has to be permanent. The Ran says Lizman is enough. He quotes from the Mishnah that Krishal Tvua is not Lolam. It's only Lizman. That's good. True.
Didn't we say that since it's being used normally, it wouldn't necessarily need a bittel?
According to the Ran, it's all a function of how it's being used. If a person is using it in a normal way, so then that's not going to.
There's no need to be in the bittel at all.
No, it would be a good bittel. If it's not normal for a person to be mevatel his clay tashmish, so then it won't be a good bittel. But here, you're not being mevatel the tashmish of the item. You're using it in the normal way. So of course the bittel should be good. You're not mevatel it from its tashmish. You're not taking it away from some other place and putting it in the sukkah. You're using it in the makom that it's supposed to be used. So of course that should be a good bittel, because it's darko bekarach to be used in that way. Okay?
Okay.
Let's pedal back to Rashi again. Let's fine-tune more. Let's go the next step. So after the Gemara talks about karmic sasas, then it gets to the regular halacha bittel. That's tevin. Right? Tevin u bitlo havi mit. There's no butler daito there. That's a good meal. What do you need for the bittel of tevin? This is the case, right? Tevin u bitlo, that's the real case of bittel. That's a good meal in the sukkah. Tevin u bitlo. What did you do? What is a bitlo? It says Rashi, Tevin u bitlo, b'fiv l'shiv. 2 points Rashi says. First of all, he's mevatel b'fiv. There's a verbal expression that he says he's not going to move the item. And secondly, for how long? For 7 days of sukkahs. That's what you need the bitlo for. That's how Rashi explains. The Rosh points out that not everyone agrees with the Rashi. Rosh sides with Rashi, but not everyone agrees. What does the Rosh say? Kol bittel l'shmaitim is the Rosh in Simon Beis. Pirush Rashi l'zayin ayamim. Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Avi in Hod Ezri, the Rav Yod, Pirshu, ad olam. Rabbeinu Chananel says la olam. Rabbeinu Chananel here on the Gilead. Dalit. Tevin ubitlo avimir v'kol shkinof ubitlo yon shehiskim shlo lidlo misham le'olam. Le'olam. Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Rosh, v'nira k'perish Rashi, I think Rashi's right. The bitl d'hocha kol zman mitzvah sukkah. Dum yudemiyot d'kosel v'charitz shebein beiz chatzeris. Rosh says, I think Rashi is right. Bitl is kol zman mitzvah sukkah. Means as long as I need the Dover Hamamait to be Mavatel, it's Bottle. Right? I'm going to be Mavatel it for the Zman HaMitzvah. Because I only need it during Sukkot. I don't need a Bittel La'olam. I only need it during Sukkot. It says the Rosh, it makes sense that Bittel is for Zman HaMitzvah. Dumya Demiut Kosel V'charit Shebein Beis Chatzeres. The Gemara in Erevin talks about Bittel by Kosel and charitz shebein beis chatzeros. You want to have a wall. There's a wall between the two chatzeros. It's complicated exactly what the bittel is. It's talking about the usage on the side of the chatzer, if it's taller than 10 tefachim. Nah, not for now. This is really a detail. It's not for now. The Rosh proves from that Gemara that the bittel that we're talking about, in every context, the bittel is the bittel for the zman ha-mitzvah, for what you need it for. Right? You need a bittel for the mitzvah. So if you need a bittel for the mitzvah, then it makes sense that the zman ha-bittel is only for the zman ha-mitzvah, as long as the mitzvah is going on. Rabbeinu Chananel assumes that it has to be la'olam, and the Rosh says he thinks it's more mustaber that Rashi is correct. That Rashi is correct. So comes the Ritva and says, I think Rashi is very difficult. Ritva is two kashas on Rashi. Let's first look at the first kasha, and then we'll look a little bit later on the second kasha. Ritva says, bittel is lizman. Who ever heard of a bittel lizman? Rashi didn't hear of a bittel lizman. Forget about others disagreeing with Rashi. The Gemara and Baba Basra and Rashi there sounds like bittel is not lizman. The Loni here says the Ritva. The bittel agami mashma laolam stoma. Bittel normally means laolam, says the Ritva. Lagabi miut chalon shlo lahavi asatuma by a bittel olamis kede kasivna perek lo yachba gabi rokik eno mamayt bechalon. Gemara in Baba Basra Yud Tesem Beis says rokik eno mamayt bechalon. A rokik, a piece of bread, not a loaf, is not mamayt bechalon. Mamayt bechalon, it doesn't make the chalon small. Again, in Tuma V'Tara, rokik eno mamayt bechalon. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shebein bayis labayis v'yesh bo poseach tefach meis munach ba'achas mehen v'tumah bokas l'tzad sheni. What's that? Same thing, tumah, but just a different case. Right? You got two batim. Let's say the mace is in one bayis, and you have a person in another bayis. Right, and then there's this chalon. So if there's a poseach, tefach, and a chalon, tefach is very important in terms of bringing tumah, being chotev b'fnei ha-tumah. So if there's a tefach, then it can be made yisat tumah. So we look at it as though the tumah goes up to the ceiling, and then it spreads, it's nimshach to the other gag, and then the person can become tumah from that tumah. But if I put a rokik, if I put a rock, let's say I put a rock over here on the bottom, now it's less than a tefach. It's going to be memayit b'chalon, I have less than a tefach, then the tumah is not going to spread to the person, even if there is a little bit of airspace, it doesn't matter. If it's less than a tefach, it's not going to spread to the person in the other bites. So a rokik is not going to be memayit b'chalon. A rokik is a piece of bread, a loaf of bread. That's not memayit. Why not? Says Rashi, became the roi lachila lo mavata lahosim din hevi kemechitza. The miut b'chalon has to have a din of a mechitza, that it's separating between the two batim. But the rokik is roi lachila, you can eat it, so no one's mavatal it there. No one's mavatal it there in the mokim. No one's mavatal. Because it's roi lachila, you're going to want to eat it. So frekter itva, I don't understand. What are we talking about? What, no one's mavatal it there? No one's mevatel there for what? Lizman? You're not going to be mevatel there? What's the problem? You can be mevatel there lizman, and then you'll take it out and eat it. What, people are not mevatel at all? He says, Rashi seems to be assuming that bittel has to be what? Lo'olam. To be mevatel, the rokik lo'olam, that people are not going to do. The rokik is roi l'achila. You're going to want to eat the bread. You're not going to leave it there lo'olam. Lizman, you'll leave it there. But Rashi clearly seems to assume that bittel in your tumah is what? La'olam. And you're not going to be mevatel the rokik la'olam. That's why it's not going to be memayit b'chalon. So frekter itva, why over here does Rashi say that the bittel is l'shiva? Right? Tevenu bittlo havimiyot b'fiv l'shiva. But by tumah v'tara, Rashi implies that bittel has to be la'olam. L'zman is not enough. Pilei ploy, frekter itva against Rashi. Pilei ploy. You get the kasha? Right? Rashi in Bava Basra seems to assume that the rokik is not mamayit b'chalon. Why? Because it's roi l'achila. You're not going to be mevatel it. You're not going to be mevatel it. Lizman? You'll be mevatel lizman. Zokter Ritva, from Rashi you see that bittel has to be la'olam. And you're not going to be mevatel la'olam because you want to be able to eat the rokik. So if it's la'olam by tumah, why shouldn't it be la'olam by sukkah? That's the Ritva's kasha against Rashi. He says, obviously, the bittel has to be la'olam. It can't be lizman. It can't just be for sukkahs. What's the answer? Based on the rush, yes, Michael?
Based on the rush.
Okay, what's your answer?
At least Jesse and I thought that the rocket maybe would be something that could possibly go bad, and then the also.
I hear.
Of time you'd have to leave it there, maybe would be longer than the amount of time that it would go bad in, so in the middle of its.
I hear, but if the
middle is low, because it can, because the rocking's only going to last a certain amount of time, so that by the time you don't need it, it's already.
I hear. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says he won't be mevatel, it's roi l'achila, and he wants to eat it. Yes?
Maybe if you use both of them the way that you would normally use it, so by a sukkah, if you just lie down in front of the salsa, so they're still there. But if you use the rock the way that you don't need it, then it's gone, and you no longer have any massing that tefach.
Yeah, but are we talking about using the karmic salsa by lying down on them? L'chara, we're talking about a meal even to eat there. You're just going to sit on them. You're saying there's also the usage of the karmic sauces. Usage of the karmic sauces, but I'm not sure I understand. What by karmic sauces, to be memayit, to be mevatel, lizman. Rashi would say what? If you use the karmic sauces, they'll still be there?
Maybe they'll still be there, and the challah won't be 20 hours. But here, if you use the rakik, it'll be gone, and then you'll have the tap off.
It'll be gone. Rashi holds that if you mevatel it. No, we're not talking about karmic sauces here. It's tevin. We're talking about tevin. We're at the stage of the rough tevin. So if you use the tevin in the normal way, then it's not going to be there. If you use it as firewood or as food for your animal, then it's not going to be there. Yeah.
Rashi within the Gemara specifies it's only for 7 days. He specifies it for 7 days, but here, there's no specification.
Right, but the question is how? If Rashi assumes that bittel must be la'olam, because that's the nature of bittel, if I'm not mevatel it la'olam, so it's not called a bittel. So why over here does he not require la'olam? That's the
because shot. Couldn't you say by Rashi that by 7 days that is bittel la'olam for as long as it lasts?
As long as what? What'd you
as
say?
As long as you have this idea of a sukkah, that is for 7 days, but that's la'olam for the sukkah.
What do you say? It's a little bit more. A little bit more, yeah. Yeah?
Like the Rosh, at the end, Davar Hanita, the Shabbos is going to be...
Not just at the end, but even in the beginning. What does he say? That for Zman Mitzvah Sukkah. Bittul has to be for Zman HaMitzvah. Meaning, Rashi holds that Bittul is a function of the item that you're talking about. What you needed there, what the Tzorech of the item is. When it comes to Sukkahs, what's the Tzorech of the Bittul to fulfill the Mitzvah Sukkah? When it comes to Tumah V'Tara, what's the Tzorech of the Rokik? To separate as long as what? As long as the tomb is there. Right? To separate as long as the tomb is there. So Rashi holds that when it comes to the rokik, then your bittul taka has to be la'olam. Right? It has to be as long as you need it. Right? As long as you need it. There's no zman. Rashi didn't hold that it has to be la'olam. Even by tomb of Atar, Rashi doesn't hold that it has to be la'olam. It just has to be as long as the tumah is there. But if lunchtime comes and the tumah is still there, then you're going to want to take the rokik away. That's the problem. That's why Rashi says that the rokik is not memayit b'chalon, because you're not going to be mevatel it there. You're going to take it away when you need to eat it. It's all a function of how long the tumah is going to be there. But by sukkis, it's only for zayin yimei hachag. It's for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. So if you can be mevatlef in a zayim me'achag, that's a good miut. It's all a function of how long you need it to be there. So Rashi might say that the rokik is not memayit because if the tumah is there, you might want to take the rokik away before the tumah leaves. But when it comes to sukkahs, you'll keep the tevin there long term. You'll keep the tevin there for 7 days of sukkahs. You're willing to be mevatel the tevin for the 7 days of sukkahs. It's not a problem for you. The problem with the rokik is that if you're hungry and you need it to eat, then you're going to want to take it away. But that's what the Ran says. That is the lashon of the Ran, mamish. The Ran learns like Rashi. The Ran learns that bittul of tevin by sukkah is only l'shiva. He says elavade bebittul l'shiva sagi ula inyan tuma kol zman shah tuma sham. Not la'olam. You don't need a bittul la'olam. Even my tuma, says the Ran. The bittul by tum is kol zman sha tum hasham. That's all you need. That's all you need. So if a person is willing to be mevatel his kri shel tvua for a certain amount of time that the tum is there, that is considered a good bittul. Rokik is not going to be mamayit b'chalon because we assume that you're not going to leave the rokik there the whole time because you're going to need the bread now. The bread is roi l'achila now. The kri is not roi l'achila. You have a lot of tvua, but the rokik is not. The rokik is going to be needed now, so then you'll want to take it away while the tumah is there, and that's not considered a bittul. Yes?
I think this whole is less about this the time frame, meaning even though there's no sukkahs has a start and an end, and the mace doesn't, you're not going to leave the mace there for 7 days. Meaning, if anything, it's going to be shorter. I think it's more of a chiluk in the tevin versus the rokik. How likely you are to use it. For your animal or your fire, you can have more self-control not using that. For the rokik, right, you're saying lunchtime, I think the chiluk's more there and less about...
It's about both. It's about the usage of the item that you're using and the amount of time that it has to be there.
The mace could be anywhere from an hour to, let's say, a day or two. It's not going to be more than sukkah. It's not that it's longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going to be more than 7 days.
It's clear that it's matching however long the tumah is in the
right,
room.
Right.
I think that's true. I think the pillow comes in with the rukkah versus the tenet. I think that's where the...
Okay, fine. Yes?
Can you say that machlok is more about defined time? Meaning, even if it's a long amount of time, since you know it's
that's a very interesting chiluk, but it's not what Rashi says. Right? Rashi in Baba Basra doesn't give the chiluk that you don't know how much time the mace is going to be there. Right? He says it's not going to be memayit because it's roi l'achila. You're saying it's roi l'achila, and since it's unknown how long the mace is going to be there, I think the pshat is that you're going to need the rokik to eat. You're going to want to use the rokik.
You're not going to need stuff in the sukkah.
Tevin? No, you don't need the tevin because you can survive for 7 days without the tevin. You'll find other firewood. It's not the same as food.
Can you see if I have one leg? I feel like we're picking and choosing. We're choosing this one, we're choosing that one. Like,
I hear. I'm not sure. But there's no question, according to Rashi, it's not a din of Zion Yamin. It's a din of Kol Zman Shehadavar Mitzrach. If you need the item, when it comes to Sukkos, the Zman is the Zman HaMitzvah. When it comes to Tumah V'Tara, the Zman is the Zman HaTumah. If you're willing to be Mevatlet for the Zman of the Tumah, for the Zman of the Mitzvah, Rashi holds that's called a Bittel. And the Ritva disagrees and he says, no, La'olam. The Bittel has to be La'olam. If it's not La'olam, that's not going to be called a Bittel. That was the first kasha that the Ritva is against Rashi. But the Ritva is another kasha. Very interesting kasha. He says, you know, there's another chela to the Rashi. La'olam, l'shiva, that's one part. How long does the bittel have to be? But there's another part. And that is, how are you mevatel? Do you need a verbal expression or not? Rashi says that it has to be a bittel b'fiv. Bittel b'fiv l'shiva. So Zakhtar Advai, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Forget about whether bittel has to be la'olam or not. But why bittel b'fiv? Why bittel b'fiv? The Ritva puts both parts of the Rashi together. He says, if you're assuming like one part of the Rashi, I don't get the second part of the Rashi. I don't think that Bittel is only the Shiva, says the Ritva, but if you say that Bittel is only the Shiva, then I don't understand why you have to be Mevatel the fifth. That's his second Kash. I don't understand why Bittel is only the Shiva. I hold it has to be La'olam. But if you tell me that Bittul Shiva is sufficient, Rashi, then why Befif? Why does it have to be Befif? Befif? He has to have a verbal expression. What is this? Hektish? The Dorim? Hektish? You need Befif? Bittul Svasayim? Hafla? This is not Hafla. What's this a function of? It's all Das. What's in the guy's mind? What do you need a Bittul Befif for? Rashi is saying that L'Shiva is enough. That's enough of a Bittul. But it has to be b'fiv. Frak the Ritva, if all you need is a bittel of shiva, what does it have to be b'fiv for? Mali imam akein b'fiv alo amar kein d'v'holak alamem d'varim shibalei v'enam d'varim d'varim shibalei v'enam d'varim. Wow, talk about a Pandora's box. Right? D'v'holak alamem d'varim shibalei v'enam d'varim. What? We normally assume that you have to express something because we don't know what's in your heart. Nekachu memker d'varim Shavuos, Hekdesh, you have to express something in your heart. You have to express what's in your heart because we don't know what's in your heart. Dvarim Shavuos, and Dvarim. Fact of the Yifah, Shein Orim Kein, Ela Ben Adarim, Hekdesh, Yusuf Tnoim, Ekiyotzi Behem Tnoim. Right? Mishpitei Tnoim, you have to express what you're saying. If you're stipulating in a Mecha Chol Memka, it's not enough to have it in your heart. You have to say it. Dvarim Shavuos, and Dvarim. The Gemara Kedushin on that, Mem Tes Amid Beis. Spent a lot of time on that sugya. Many different years. Dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. You have to express it. Zok the Ritva, I get it. The Dorim, Hekdeshes, Tanoim, fine. But here, well, what's the expression? What do you need expression for? Beino levein atzmo. It's beino levein atzmo. There's no halach of bitus v'sayim. We just need a gemiras das. Avale inyan shum bitul, giloi daita, havika amira befeh. Giloi das by bitul should be the same as an amira befeh. Why do I need a bitul befiv? A very interesting kasha of the Ritva. He says, since Rashi learns that bittel l'shiva sagi, you don't need a bittel la'olam. So I don't understand why you need a bittel b'fah. What's the Ritva saying? What's his kasha? What's his kasha over here? Which is in kasha, right? He says, if you tell me, Rashi, that bittel l'shiva is enough, so why does it have to be a bittel b'fah? Why does it have to be a bittel b'fah? So Zok the Ritva, what? What does the Ritva conclude? He says, I think in a chanami you don't need a bittel b'fe. Bittel has to be la'olam, but even b'lev is sufficient. That's the Ritva shita. Rashi says that bittel has to be b'fe, but l'shivas yimei hachag is enough. The Ritva says it doesn't have to be b'fe, but it must be la'olam. Comes to Hagolos Maimoni and quotes the Rav Yoh, who has a third shita. What's that? Befeh and La'olam. Hagolos Maimoni, in Chasukah Perek Dalet Halacha O'os Pei, because of Rav Yoh, the Kol Hani Bitule Nira Shib Mevatel Befiv Ad La'olam, V'chem Pirsh Rabbeinu Chananel. Kol Shiva Simei HaChag. Did you understand what he was talking about?
Chaim Pirish Rach Kol Shivas Me'achag. Rabbi Nachmanel says Olam, not Kol Shivas Me'achag. You understand? Elliot, the Frankel Rambam has a different case though. Chaim Pirish Rach, the taka you need Lolam. The cost of Rashi Kol Shivas Me'achag. The cost of Rashi, there are two words missing here. The cost of Rashi. I mean, you gotta notice this, right? It's obvious. There's a printer's error. There's a mistake. I go to my money. But Zokta Ravio, what do you need? La Olam and Mevatel Bafif. Beide in it. Both of them, right? Three sheetas. Rashi holds Bafif L'Sheva. Ritva holds what? La Olam. Afila Belev. Afila Beliva. And the Ravio says, La'olam, let's say Befiv La'olam. We got a lot of work to do here. So first of all, we have a kasha of the Ritvan Rashi. Rashi says Befiv L'Shiva. So Taka, if you only need L'Shiva, so then why does it have to be Befiv? Or just say Pashit. Why does the Bittul have to be Befiv according to Rashi? Forget the connection to Shiva. Why does the bit left to be Befiv? It's not Nadarim, it's not Hekdeshus or Tnoim. It's just a Gilui Das. So why does it have to be Befiv? Why is it necessary for it to be Befiv? That's Kasha number one. The Kasha on Rashi. Why does it have to be Befiv? And the Rav Yo, frankly. Why does it have to be Befiv? Secondly, what is the Ritva's Kasha? Do you understand the Kasha of the Ritva? He says, since Rashi holds that the Bittul only has to be the Shiva, why does it have to be Befiv? He doesn't ask why does the Bittul have to be Befiv. He says, since it only has to be L'Shiva, why must it be Befiv? What's the tzushel? What's the connection between those two items? But the Ritva is bothered, since it only has to be L'Shiva, why does it have to be Befiv? And let's say it's not L'Shiva. Right? If it's not L'Shiva, then you would understand why it has to be Befiv. Since it's only L'Shiva, why should it have to be Befiv? We have to understand, what's this kasha of the Ritva? What's he nemming on? What's he picking on in Rashi? And what's the final problem over here? The Ritva himself. The Ritva stands on his head, right? He asks the Kasha on Rashi. If Bittul is only the Shiva, why does it have to be the Fair? Why does it have to be the Fair? If it will be La'olam, then I understand why it should have to be the Fair. But only the Shiva, why does it have to be the Fair? V'hanochem zok deritva. What do I think is right? It has to be la'olam and hachanami. Bein belibo bein befeh. I missed something here. The Ritva says, if it's l'shiva, then I don't understand why it's not befeh. If it'll be la'olam, then I understand. You know, then it makes sense. If it's la'olam, then it has to be befeh. V'hanochem, I think it has to be la'olam. But if it even be belev, isn't he so sure himself from one line to the next? If it's takala olam, then it should have to be befeh. What's the Ritva talking about over here? We don't understand his kasha against Rashi. We don't understand his shita, because in his shita he seems to be contradicting what he just said in the previous line. Three kashas. Why taka does it have to be befeh according to Rashi? What's the kasha of the Ritva against Rashi? What's the connection between Shiva and Peh? And why does Ritva not work with his own logic, Lamaskona? He holds it has to be la olam, but yet it doesn't have to be befeh. Akiva, I see that you're itching.
Yeah. Well, look,
before you itch, yeah.
This is with Tevin and or where there's a hefsid mamon still.
Tevin is no hefsid mamon.
But so originally, why does Rashi even think that?
The fiv l'shiv is by Tevin.
So why do you have to do bittul in the first place?
Because without being mevatel to Tevin, then who says if you're not mevatel it, if you don't plan on leaving it there, so then it's not a miut. It's not gonna break up the space because it's not conceived.
So, according to Rashi, all you have to do is mevatel this item to turn it into the floor and take it.
Turn it into the floor.
As an ignore its normal usage.
Oh, those are two totally different things. So, you're saying a lot over here. Take it slow.
Okay.
Who's turning anything into a floor?
You're making a mirror.
That's not saying it's turning into a floor. You just said two things.
It's part of the binyan of the sukkah.
It's part of the binyan of the sukkah. That's turning into a floor. Are you turning into a floor? You're not turning into a floor.
It becomes the floor.
Do I have to turn it into a floor?
You can call it whatever you want, but it's part of the sukkah.
Okay.
It's part of the sukkah.
Okay.
So according to Rashi, you actually are changing in my opinion, the status of the item. So according to the Ritva, if you're going to be on, if you're going to prove that, you have to say something. Because if a guy says, oh, this tevin is now the floor, and 7 days go by, and it becomes the sukkah, okay, it makes sense. But if you didn't say anything, a guy watching the whole thing says, you didn't move out to anything, you didn't change any of the tevin.
Okay, you're saying a lot. I don't think the Pshat and Rashi is correct. I think Rashi is saying a little differently. Right? Because Rashi does not require La'olam, even though he does say the fifth. So I'm not sure that Rashi holds you turning it to a floor. That's quite a significant...
You're taking away the Tevin aspect of it.
Okay, it's a possible Pshat and Rashi. I think there might be another way to explain Rashi. We'll see. Yaakov.
I have the rhythm for me now. I think that he fleshed out a little bit, that his kasha stems from how you understand Knesset Lufnoso with Rashi, meaning... He has trouble, and maybe Rashi could disagree, but the way he understands a chiluk between Bitlo and Yasim of Noso, if you're specifically going to say Shiva, he sees a lack of a chiluk.
But why? Why? What does Shiva have to do with anything? Akiva would say that it has nothing to do with anything.
If you say La'olam for Bitlo, then you could have a fallback of maybe Yasim of Noso is less than La'olam. But I think he sees that if you're going to say Shiva, then, I mean, I'm thinking now, then the chiluk could be the fifth versus not. But once you're saying Shiva, then there's less wiggle room. Yasim of Noso can't be less than that. So that's where his kasha comes in.
Okay, I hear, yeah.
And also, based on the same lesson of the Ritva, I don't think it necessarily is a kasha himself. He's just saying, if it's only Zion, I don't understand why you would ever have to say it. And then at the end of the day, he says, at the end of the day, I don't hold by that side who would say you need to say the fifth. I hold by that side that says either one.
No, but he's making a fundamental connection between the two. He's saying, if Shiva is enough, then why does it have to be the fifth? He's making a fundamental connection. What is that connection? So, of course, the answer is that we have to figure out what the miyut is accomplishing. Like, what is the Tevin accomplishing? That's what Akiva was basically saying. Are you really making it into the Karak of the Sukkah, or are you not making it into the Karak of the Sukkah? So look at some of the other Makaros, and we'll try to compare them to the Sukkah.